Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Johnny Lucas is back in with us again.
He is.
It's always good to see your smiling face.
Let me see. Is he smiling?
Yeah.
Smile, Johnny. Ah, oh, look, there it is.
He looks happy. He had an extra day getting his car fixed, so... It's always fun. Anyway.
It took an extra day. Well, no, you think he did that on his day off. Yeah, that's great. By the way, we're 10 days away from probably the warmest October day. Just speculation, because it always seems to be on Halloween when I have to take my kids trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
They're in their costumes. They want me to wear a mask. It's some sweating. It always seems to be like shockingly strange Halloween weather. It's 85.
Well, I remember the time I took my kids and it was snowing. That was a while ago.
Yeah. By the way, I think I'm at my last, if I do trick-or-treating at all this year, I think this is the last year.
Oh,
I think we're done with it.
How old is your daughter?
She's 9. She'll probably
That's
go
it?
Another. She
no.
might want to do another year. My son is just like, I mean, I'll go.
What the heck? It's candy. And now you don't even have to walk that much. You just go in a circle in a parking lot.
Well, that's the trunk or treats.
Right.
My kids, we have our neighborhood's pretty good for this. You know, we still have people who are good. We know the houses that have the big candy. And
sure.
One house does full-size candy bars and wraps it in dollar bills.
Well, I'm going there.
Which is like,
I'll stop by.
I don't know what the bribe is for, but it's working.
What is wrong with kids today? Who doesn't want to go trick-or-treating at the age of 9?
No, my daughter does. My son is out.
No, but you said this is it.
I'm assuming it might be.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, and they don't even have to work for it. Like I said, I used to have to traipse through hills and neighborhoods just to get candy. Now you just show up in a place and there's like a circle of cars and you just walk around and there's your bag.
I love the efficiency of trunk or treat.
And yet they're still like, I don't know. Like, come on, people. Get it together.
The efficiency of it's nice because you just show up and then walk.
I'm not saying it's not efficient, but I just today's world.
But if there's ever been a time in my lifetime where people gathering candy should be exercising more, it's Halloween. Like, we shouldn't take the exercise out of Halloween. That's a big part of it, I think.
Well, of course. We take the exercise out of everything, don't we?
We should. But either way, that's coming up. And it always seems to be really... I remember the year when it was kind of snowy out. That's
right.
Fine. But it just seems like more often than not, it's like, it's a really warm
day.
Well,
we'll find out
we
because it looks like cool, at least for this week. Don't know long-term forecast, though, so we'll have to wait to find out.
Mother Nature's up there. I'm doing reverse psychology, hoping I can make it work so it's nice.
Speaking
cool.
of Halloween, and we mentioned this a little, but I continue to see Knoebels complainers. Do you do complainers with a K for Knoebels? Knoebels complainers. There's like a connoisseurs or a Knoebels connoisseurs page on Facebook I follow because I love Knoebels.
As do I.
As a kid, I did not know. I did not go to Knoebels as a kid. I was not in on the secret of Knoebels. Well, we also went to Little Rocky Glen.
Well, I told you.
And we used to go to like the Everhart Museum and then they had the, you know, Naog Park there. So we never went there, but started to go there later and love it. But there are people who are still complaining because it is packed, and it is packed on Saturdays during the Halloween season. They have this Hallow Fun Festival, and people like to go. I think on Fridays it's open like 6 to 10. And then Saturday, it's open, I think, noon until 10. That's the big, long day. And then Sundays, it's just like noon to 6. So if you want the lights, because the train has the lights, there's like, you know, the whole vibe. And they put the lights on during the day, too. But people,
it's not the same.
People like the vibe. But Saturday is always packed. And with this past Saturday, it was so gorgeous. And people said, you know, they have to do something about this. It took too long to get on rides. I parked so far away. Maybe they need to start charging for parking. Like, the thing that people love about Knoebels is there's no admission fee. Obviously, if the kids want to ride the rides, that's a whole other thing. But you can park for free. And other people are like, I loved it when it was our own little secret. Now everybody in the world knows about it and they need to do something. They can't get enough workers, first of all. And remember, in the summer, you might have a lot more younger people who can work because they don't have to go to school. We're now at a time where they're back in school again. And you can't work past 10 o'clock or something, certain ages anyway.
Like,
people are like, they should open till midnight. They should be open like on Sundays all day. And the company has said they have had a hard time getting employees.
Listen, I have you been to this Halloween thing? Hallow Fun. Thank you. It is a really nice event. I know I was a little taken back. I think the antique cars, because they put a lot of work into that. Yes. It's an extra charge on top of like your regular tickets.
Yeah, I think they charge you for that in the haunted thing, right?
It's a haunted antique cars thing. Maybe the train. The sad thing is, and like they're a victim of their own success. I agree with all these people. They have to do something. We talked about this a little yesterday. I just don't know what you do, because unless you made a good suggestion yesterday, which was maybe people have to reserve tickets. But then again,
you never know with the weather.
Yeah, they have to do something. And I don't know what it is, because we decided not to go again after the one trip, because I think for the antique cars, I want to say I could check. I'm guessing my sister-in-law would remember better than I did, because she had three little kids she was dealing with.
Yeah.
And I think we waited in line for an hour and a half for the train.
That's what they said. People were saying, look, I waited for an hour to an hour and a half for some of the, and some rides they didn't even go on because the line was just too long. Too long.
Yeah, I mean, play parks like a Disney. They, in theory, they have done this. They've shut down admission when they hit a certain number. Mm-hmm. Knoebels, I don't think they have those same rules. It's a little more open because there's no fences and gates. But it sucks, because you want people to have a great experience. You don't want them to have an experience where they leave going, ugh. You know, and that's how you feel leaving. And it sucks, because we all love Knoebels. You want to leave with a happy experience, not just sad.
Well,
depressing.
At first I thought, well, if you charge for parking, at least that gets rid of the people who maybe just want to wander around for free, which is sad to even say that. But then I thought, that still doesn't explain the ride lines being so long, because you have to pay to get on the rides.
Yeah.
So it's and again, the whole joy that people have with it is that you go to Hershey Park. If you don't go on one ride, you're still paying an admission fee. And they don't have it there. So I don't know. I think it's one of those things where plan ahead, get there early, because a lot of the people who were getting there on the Saturday were getting there at like 3-4 o'clock, because they want to be there at night. I'm saying, if you want to go, make a whole day of it and get there at 10 a.m. and get yourself situated. Well, yeah. Do what rides you can.
We've kind of learned, at least during the summer, we've learned if you get there when they open or around when they open and until about 3 o'clock, it's usually pretty good. You can get on a lot of stuff. And then after that, it starts to get a little bit crazier, which, and if there's a special event, like I think I said yesterday, the one time we went, there was the giant company picnic.
Yes, yes.
The grocery store.
They didn't do that this week. And I guess they made sure not to, because there had been problems.
But also that was just an overwhelming, you know, VIA has their day. So there's a lot of special days where it gets really crazy. And if you don't know when you go and you're part of that, it stinks, because there's just so many more people than you ever would have expected. In this situation, again, they don't have all the rides open.
Right.
You don't have your water rides, because it's a different time of season. Sure. So you have a smaller percentage of the park open. You have peak capacity, whatever that may be. And it's just, it moves slow. And it's sad, because I don't know how they fix it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just so successful. Awesome. Maybe it's just successful and you go, look, if you want to come, you come. And if you don't, you don't. I mean, I don't think that you go and change it and charge when people weren't getting charged. The opposite could happen. Then nobody comes.
Well, yeah, you start charging for parking, like you said. That's the complaint. I can't believe they're charging for parking. The reason we go is...
I just think it's really popular and you just have... To me, it's not joyful at all if I've got to stand in line for an hour and a half. I'm not doing it. I just wouldn't do it, ever.
It's something they have to figure out, though, and I don't... Again, that's for them to figure out because, you know, how do you keep the magic alive, keep people happy, you know, meet their expectations, but also manage your overwhelming success? And I feel for them because it's a tough spot because I've had nothing but great experiences there, even when on those crazy days, because
right.
you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. You come back, you try to get another day. This is it was almost chaotically right. overwhelming.
It's very old school, and I love it because someone texted us and says, Knoebel should have an app like Disney that shows the wait times. I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They said it's up to the person if they want to wait. Yes, a couple of people posted, and I was surprised by that, and posted and said, oh, it was telling us it was an hour, and it only took us 45 minutes. And I was like, wow, they have that. So there is a way you can check on the wait times for rides.
Yeah, if you look at the antique cars for Halloween, it says, bro, not this year. That's what it says for the wait time. Bro, not this year.
Oh.
No.
Another took my daughter to. Don't. People, you need to let people know when you're not.
Yeah,
being
really
serious.
Think the app would say, bro, not this year.
Yeah, I mean, it could be funny if it was so long they don't even want to print it. I mean, all right, somebody else says, took my daughter to Knoebel's Hollow Fun Fest for years. I learned one thing. Best thing you can do is go on a Friday night. And if it's a little bit cold, it's even better. Wear a hat, pair of gloves. It's a great time.
Now, you have a good attitude.
Another one says, what the heck is trunk or treat? That's when you have a lot of times they'll do it in some parking area or some large lot. And neighbors will each bring a vehicle. They open the trunk and they have candy there. And they decorate the trunk many times. It's very festive.
Yeah, like it's very much like a churches do it and organizations do it. I think Giant and Dixon does it. And again, it's almost like just imagine a little neighborhood of cars. Instead of going house to house, you go car to car.
Yeah, it's just a safer way so your kids aren't walking on the street and you have to worry about cars and obviously creeps. Another person says that their daughter is 14, excited to dress up with her girlfriends. It comes back for the kids so that her daughter isn't. My daughter trick-or-treated, I think, until 13, 14 years old, too. So.
My daughter probably, the more I think about it, she probably will continue. So I probably spoke a little too soon. My son was just like, I think this is my life. I'm not doing it.
All right.
Like,
well, then just wait till next year when she brings home candy and he doesn't have any. Too bad.
Well, that's the thing.
So
I think, we said to him, like, you're not going to get candy. He's like, well, I guess maybe I'll go, but. I'm like, oh, just stop. Just, that's what he sounds now, too.
He talks like that. I had frost. I had absolute frost. Icy frost.
Bragger.
Did you not?
I did not this morning.
I had like 32 degrees. I did not like that. I was not prepared for it. I did not start the car ahead of time.
It's still kind of that, well, I'm going to call soft frost, where it's not like, you know, when
today.
Fine. I have to take your word for
it. I'm up in the hinterlands.
You know when it's like 12 degrees and it's like, your car's just like, what do you want me to do?
I know.
It's like, it's like this is a few minutes with the heater usually will soften it a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So we've
got
more details on the guy who was brandishing a weapon, a gun in particular, at the Luzerne County No Kings protest. This was in Wilkes-Barre, down on a public square there. So yesterday, I guess some of the folks listening who... when we didn't have a lot of details, wanted to continue to say he wasn't pointing it at anybody as if it's okay to, you know, threaten people or even just show it and kind of try to. Why would you show the weapon and then be, you know, in some way threatening? But I have a bigger question. So we found out yesterday this guy, he is 52-year-old Michael Kolarik of Scranton in Wilkes-Barre. There was a protest in Scranton. People were a little confused. Now, maybe he was planning to go to Wilkes-Barre first and act like a goon, allegedly. And then maybe he was going to head on over to Scranton because the Wilkes-Barre one was 11-1. and the Scranton one was 2-5. Yeah. I don't know why you needed to go to the city to the south. I'm going to guess maybe you also knew some of the people or thought people might know you in Scranton.
So you drive to the faraway land of Wilkes-Barre?
It's not that far away, but I don't know. Maybe it was just I'm going to try to get to these locations. Anyway, he is facing now charges of terroristic threats, recklessly endangering another person, simple assault, and disorderly conduct. So to those of you who texted us yesterday,
who wasn't pointing a gun, anyone knows it's okay, you can open carry.
Anyway, here's the deal. Police did find him after they got several reports. I know he had a valid license to carry the weapons. He handed over his handguns. He had one in his center console of the Trump festooned Jeep. Another was holstered on his hip. Both were loaded, according to police. Several people demonstrating at the No Kings protest there in Wilkes-Barre started yelling about a driver in a red Jeep Wrangler with Trump signs pointing a gun at them. One witness, it is said, had cell phone video of the incident. The video, according to police, shows Kolarik producing a firearm from his right side, pointing it in the direction of the crowd at his waist. All right, we're just going to let that sink in.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, there were a number of people.
Oh, just because you're carrying a gun. No, no, no.
Without knowing the details. They have a video. The police say he takes the firearm from his right side, points it in the direction of the crowd at his waist. So they did find the Jeep. They pulled it over. He turned over the weapons. He was taken into custody. And that is that. So peaceful protest. Who is the one who's not peaceful? It's interesting. You know, you get people on the right who want to say that it's un-American, hate-filled people. And the only one who is out there allegedly threatening people is someone like that.
Overall, I mean, across the country, this was a pretty peaceful event.
Right.
This was a rare, like, you know, black eye on the event. I did feel a little good that in the middle of people saying things like, oh, it's not that big. Oh, my God, they're making something out of nothing. Like you're saying, I did see some people go, like, I think what they're doing is stupid, but they have their right to do it. And as long as they keep it peaceful, that's fine. This guy gives us all a bad name. So I saw some people who were able to walk that line. That made me feel good about
to actually be clear and reasonable.
Reasonable,
and
yes.
People with that, common sense, instead of people making excuses for bad behavior over and over and over again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here's a tip. Call us if you want, but you got to tell the screener who you what you want to talk about, okay? You can't call.
Since when is that a thing?
You can't call and go, you know.
Even when you call 911, they first ask what you're calling about.
No, right.
I mean, that's pretty standard behavior. Hi, what can I help you with?
Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who just want to come on and go and say something that could get us in trouble. 570-883-0098. You can go on the Odyssey app And we have a send a voice message feature.
Yes.
So what you do is download the app. It is free. And then favorite WILK. And right next to where you can hit the button that says listen live.
Yep.
You've got a button that says send a voice message. And you're able to, it'll give you a countdown. You can listen back. You can re-record it if you don't like it. You can do a lot. Well, and send it along. And then we get that pretty instantaneously. I would just say, please, please, we've gotten a few. And either there's a TV or our show really loud in the background, or it sounds like someone is in a wind tunnel.
Like you're driving in your Jeep with the top off.
Yeah, that won't work so well. But we would love to do it.
It's just come full circle. If you're somebody who's like, yeah, I chose. Oh, hang on. Let's get 3, 2, 1. You can go, hey, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I just want to tell you how much I want to tell you you're wrong. And you're a bunch of blah. You can do that. And then you finish up. You hit this. And then you
click can send.
And then it's like, what's your name? And then you can put your name in. I'm going to put in Mr. Anonymous, if I can spell anonymous.
Mr. A.
Yeah, and Mr. Anonymous,
and send it.
And then I think it should be there already.
Yeah, so go find it. Anyway, yeah, if you get the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, it's right there. And we can get your message and put you on. You don't have to die on hold, and you don't have to tell the screener what you want to talk about. I know that's such a struggle for some of you. All right.
Check it out. Yeah, I think so.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I just want to tell you how much I want to tell you you're wrong, and you're a bunch of blah. You can do that, and then you finish up, you hit.
Yeah. What an ad lib.
Look at me.
Now, wow.
Jason could
so
have
talented.
Hit, he could have hit re-record and made that
I
much
didn't.
Better. But anyway, that's all on the Odyssey app. Again, get it in your Google Play or your App Store. This is scary, and it's a good thing the family tipped off the authorities. But a man was arrested at Atlanta's busy airport Monday because the family said he was planning to shoot up the airport. Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, described his plan to shoot up the world's busiest airport on a social media live stream. And when police got there, they found an assault rifle and ammunition in his truck outside. So the family did the right thing. And they had seen that he was streaming on social media and headed to the airport. In their words, they said to shoot it up. And they did say he was in possession of that assault rifle. So Cagle, who is 49, arrived at the airport in a Chevy pickup truck parked right outside the doors to the airport terminal. So police go right to the vehicle. They find an AR-15 with 27 rounds of ammunition. So that's encouraging that family would give the heads up. I just wonder, obviously, the live streaming was a tip-off.
Right.
Did they have any indication prior to the live streaming as well?
It was reported, I guess, he had a felony. There was some drug issues. They say mental health issues. The only thing that saved people's lives, beside the family reporting him, is I guess he walked through just to scope, you know, just to
check out
to see what he could do, I guess. And maybe that was him second-guessing it. I don't know. But either way, he was right up front. He could have left, come right back in. If he walked in with the guns, he would have shot people.
He was seen entering the airport a few minutes after his flatbed pickup truck arrived at the terminal. He walked over to the TSA security checkpoint with high interest in the area. That's the exact quote from the police. Probably, like you said, trying to see where the most people are, or where he could get away, or what kind of security there was.
Yeah.
So they did have a photo that was provided by the family on their phones. So they knew who they were looking for. They approached him and started asking him questions before taking him into custody. And obviously he is facing a number of charges.
And tragedy averted.
Yes.
He was ready to go. For whatever reason, he didn't go, which is good.
Right. It is National Babbling Day, and celebrating Babbling Day today.
People have known me for years have said, is this in celebration of you? Because we've thought that for years.
If you have, you know, verbal diarrhea today or just trouble, you can just say it's National Babbling Day. I am celebrating. I am observing it. All right. So we tried.
I'm taking off today for it.
We were explaining to you before about the ability to send a voicemail to us instantaneously. We did have someone call, and this happens quite frequently. Someone calls, and then the screener, Johnny Lucas, he's a tough guy, I know, that gatekeeper. He'll ask you, what do you want to talk about? And you won't say anything. Like, it's a big double secret kind of thing.
I've gotten this before. I'm not telling, because if I tell you, you're not going to put me on. Well, guess what?
You're not going to go on anyway then. But all the shows ask that question only because, listen, it's a show. And if we're talking about something and we're doing ABC and you want to come up with XPV.
I have a zucchini recipe. We were talking about healthcare. Okay.
It's just nice for us to know so we can also kind of like segue in some kind of a way that makes sense. But listen, if you don't like us or you don't like something we say and you're like afraid if you tell the screener that, send us a voicemail. We have one for you, and we're going to play this one for you. And this was a call from the other day, and I believe it was a little bit later in the morning. All right, this is a call from the other day, and this is a good example of a couple of things that will make it so much better, and we want to hear from you. And it's okay if you want to criticize us. I was thinking we may want to do some, like, mailbag that's from people who dislike us. It's okay, right? Here's a couple things, though. In honor of National Babbling Day, we'll play this dude. And also let you know that it's really important to turn off whatever audio source you have in the background, especially one that's as loud as this. So I'm hoping people can hear it. But you did get to your point and you seem to be a big fan of me. So that's always a plus.
Oh, that's why we're playing it? Fine.
Yeah, right. Bob, my name is Mike.
Hang on. That's way too loud.
It's like Mike is in my face.
Hang on. Someone cranked up the volume on this and I didn't know that. Okay, here we go.
Bob, my name is Mike. I've been listening to your show for a long time. And I gotta tell you, I don't know how you do it. This is off topic and everything like that, but I don't know how you do it with that morning crew. You know, as far as I can tell, you know, Nancy doesn't need anybody else on that show but her. Because it's only her opinion that matters and the rest of the insanity. You know, she's their ringleader. Okay. She's their secret, double secret type probation, whatever ringleader. You know, she's nuts. She's absolutely insane, and she thinks that it's all about her. I don't know how she's the boss there for real, but I just wanted to let you know that. Thanks.
Yeah. I didn't hear what he said.
What is going on in the background?
I was listening to the folks in the back. By the way, Michael, I concur with everything you said.
What? I don't know if that was television or was he like in a crowded place insulting the morning show and me in particular?
I thought that was WNEP, but then I think it might have been a diner. Then I thought it could be WNEP at a diner because they go out. It could be anything.
It sounds like he's live somewhere. And hey, I'm going to go send a message. It's so funny. I don't know how Bob does it either. He comes on at 9. We're out of the door at 9 o'clock. So how he does what?
Yeah, I mean, interacts. It's shocking to people when they go, so how much is it awkward when Bob walks in? They go, no, we talk. It's fine. Like, there's no punches thrown. Yet.
You know, Bob loves me. That is the uncomfortable truth. I don't mean it in that way. I just
no,
mean
there is definitely, though, this like, it's like opinion wise. If you had some weird problem where neither of you could share an opinion, you'd be best friends. But you coexist nicely when it's like, hey, good morning. What's going on?
You mean we're human beings?
Yeah, it's shocking for people.
I know.
Shocking to people. They just assume, like, so how do you guys do it?
You guys can do better than that. And I only mean in sense of not having a crowded either diner or a television show going on in the background.
Well, here's some actionable criticism. Okay. Michael, I get what you're trying to say, but next time, say, hey, I know this is a public diner.
Shut up?
I only have 60 seconds.
Give me 60 seconds here, folks.
Please.
Maybe you'll get, you know, applause in the background after you're done. So it's right on the Audacy app.
Yeah,
Audacy. You will see, first of all, when you first log in and everything, you search WILK, first of all, and you follow us. Right next to where it says listen live, there's the send a voicemail button. Very easy to do. Follow the instructions. If you don't like how it sounds, you can start over again. Meanwhile, you can also get our podcasts and they go up every day. And all you have to do is search Nancy and Jason and you'll find it right there. finishing things out this hour. Coming up in the next hour, we will get into that Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision regarding the Democratic Committee's choice for a commissioner as opposed to, you know, what Bill Gahan wanted to pick. And oh, my gosh, we got it. But I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make. All right. Quickly want to mention, if you remember back in June, there was a 5-year-old girl who fell from the Disney Dream cruise ship and dad jumped in.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, my
crazy
gosh.
Story.
Jumped in, swam to save her. It was an amazing story. Well, we now know a little more details about how she even got to a place where she could fall. Her mother was taking photos of her sitting on a porthole railing and was encouraged by mom, the girl was, to take a photo in that open porthole. Don't do this at home, folks, or at sea.
If you have a porthole special.
Don't do this at sea, folks.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine having a young child on a cruise ship.
Cruise ships, for the most part, feel very safe, but there are some spots where you go, that seems scary.
Yeah.
If you look around, because like, you don't realize how easy it would be if you wanted to jump.
Well, having cruised when my daughter might have been 8 years old, probably the youngest when we were on a ship. And, you know, you go up to the railing and you're looking over the back and it would scare me to death all the time. I can't even imagine like a child going, hey, sit up in this porthole.
Yeah.
The girl lost her balance, fell backward about 50 feet into the ocean. Dad jumped in less than a minute later. Both were retrieved, but that took about 20 minutes. So he was treading water with the poor girl.
That's incredible.
The father was hospitalized for injuries. The daughter was unharmed. Mom told police she felt like there should be coverings on the windows and cited that Disney is responsible for what had occurred. Now, the assistant state attorney declined to prosecute, said it was arguably negligent and irresponsible of the mother, but didn't reach what they said was the egregious level of conduct necessary to establish criminal culpable negligence. But imagine, she puts the kid up there.
Yeah.
And then says it's the cruise line that's negligent. Okay, that doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, be responsible, people, for the love of God.
If you took your kids up to, like, say, the Empire State Building, and your kid goes over and says, look, Mom, the window's open. Can I sit on the ledge and take a picture? You probably should say no, but like, they shouldn't let those windows open. I feel like there's a lot of places on cruise ships that could be dangerous.
Well, how about putting your hand through the window to see if there's any protection there? Hello?
Yeah, I guess, look, this thing, I was
Honey,
stunned.
Sit there.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, oh, it's some place where she was, for some reason, able to get access to. I didn't think Mom went and plopped her up there for a picture. That's nuts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.